Welcome to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. What is synergy? The bottom line, synergy is what we create when we come together with other people. Now that seems simple enough, but there are things that I tell people about coming together. We don't just add to each other. We don't even multiply each other. We empower each other. But what does that mean? It means that we have an effect on people that we might not even appreciate. So I like to use it in an example of numbers. Let's say we're all worth something quantifiable on a scale of 1 to 10. Let's say I'm a 3 and my daughter is an 8. Well, when we come together, we don't make 11. We don't even make 24. One of us is the base and the other is the exponent. That means we empower each other to be powerful together. Okay, so if I'm a 3 and my daughter is an 8, well, what's 8 to the third power? That's 512. That's a lot more than 24. What's 3 to the eighth power? That's 6,561. Okay, that's kind of scary. Do you understand that what you have the capacity to do, wow, or the capacity to be with 2 and 4 other people is exponential? It's almost infinite because it's about how we become when we come together. Now, I always tell people, synchronicity is the key to synergy. We have to have unity in thought, in feeling, in action. Okay, so this week I actually had a poll question. I asked several different people in several different groups. If you could know something, anything, in complete knowledge, right? Would you rather know what to do in life or what not to do? How many people really and truly do have good, accurate, quality information, but there seems to be something getting in the way, an issue that they repeatedly have? They just want to solve a problem. They want to resolve an issue. And then that good quality information that they have can be put to good practical use. And they can empower people. They can facilitate other people. They can be exponentially good in the world with other people. But you know what? Some people are saying, I don't even know what good to do right now. We got so much information on the internet. How much of it isn't good information? How much of it is kind of garbage? You know what, ladies and gentlemen, most of it. So in this show, I'm going to be talking about what we can do with each other, for each other. Yeah, even to each other, to make ourselves better while we are facilitating other people. Okay, so I said there are different rules for synergy. There are different laws. But you know what? I wanted to summarize it in the beginning down to 3 different principles. Okay, now everything that I say for this show is going to be contingent on the application and the implementation of these 3 principles. Number one, you have to completely believe what you're doing and be wholeheartedly vested in it. Wow, okay. Now, the second one is, good will always beat bad. Positive is more powerful than negative. Okay. And then the third one is, there is more joy in giving than in receiving. Ah, the trick is, it's got to be real. Okay. So that can make it a little bit confusing potentially. So what I'm going to do is break it down in the show. And if you have any questions or even comments that you want to contribute to the discussion today, there are 2 different ways you can reach out to me. The first one is calling in the station, 888-627-6008. But you know what? I've noticed a lot of people prefer to text me or send in an email. I have an email address specifically for the show. It's thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and bring that up anytime throughout the show. If you want to ask me a question, feel free to reach out to me in that venue. Okay, now there's going to be, again, a whole lot of different topics, but it really comes back down to the 3 issues. You have to completely believe what you're doing. The good will beat the bad, and there's more joy in giving than in receiving. That's basically going to create the foundation. for everything else that I say here. Okay, so now what I want to sort of create as a background, okay, because everything that I teach is going to be in relation to this other kind of dynamic, okay, that's what we do, how we do it, and why we do it. Now, I like to put it acronyms. I like to put it kind of in a simplified way. AIM. Okay. What are you aiming at in the decisions that you make? And when you carry out the decisions, you see where your actions, wow, based on your intentions as a product of your motives, they're going to manifest. Okay. So now, if we're talking about actions, intentions, and motives, there's having, there's doing, and there's being. And I always tell people there's having more and better, there's doing more and better, and then there's being more and better. The healthier you become, the less you want to have. Well, the more you want to do, but you understand that the source of it is what you are in your mind and your heart. That's going to create what you do with your body. What you are is in your heart. Yeah, that's who you are. Well, what you do is based on what's in your mind. That's going to create what you have because your body is going to produce what you want as a product of who you are. Okay, so now again, you have to completely believe in what you're doing because whatever you believe in your mind is going to be a product of what is the source. Okay, then there's the source of the cause that is the action, which is the effect, which is the product. So now, do you know how to get to the source, which is your heart, okay, that produces the cause of the thoughts in your mind that will manifest and affect the actions that you take? They are just the display of what's in your heart and mind when they come together. So how can you get good quality? Because I always say quality is better than quantity when it comes to anything and everything in life. Yeah, it's good to have a lot. Well, it's good to have good quality. But you know what? When you do a lot, then you're not thinking as much about yourself. You're incorporating what other people in your life mean and are part of in that process. But if you're doing a lot, what's even better is doing high quality, not just a large quantity. Okay, so doing more is good, but doing better. Okay, so then let's take away another layer. That's being a lot. That means you have to learn how to do things that might not be your nature. But then doing better means it's a higher quality, not just a large quantity. And then you can remember that people don't always want a lot. They just want the really good stuff. And if you give them good quality, they're actually pretty satisfied with a modest amount because that's the source of our connection in life. That's how you're going to be happy. It's very important to be good quality in order to create happiness that empowers the synergy. It creates the synergy that other people, and I always tell people different things. First of all, there's no neutral energy. You are either positive or you are negative. So when you get together with other people, they're either going to reflect or propel the quality of energy that you have inside of you. If you basically say, well, I'm not positive or negative, I'm indifferent. There's just nothing there. No, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, indifference is negative energy because if you are not positive, you are then by default negative. Okay, so now you can become a better person with knowledge, but knowledge is power, and power comes with responsibility. Responsibility demands accountability. Who do you believe you are truly accountable to? That's going to be an indication, again, of your heart condition that is going to manifest thoughts that will produce the effects of your actions. Okay, so what I'm going to start out with is the first level. Okay, that's level one. It's about your actions. Okay, that's how you do things. Okay, because what you do, again, is about your thoughts. Why you do it is your heart. So let's just start off with how you do things. Again, if you want to be high quality, you have to make sure that the things that you're doing are good things. And again, you have to have that unselfish concern, believing that good is more powerful than bad, and that there's more joy in giving than in receiving. Do you genuinely believe that? Now, wait a minute. If good is more powerful than bad, you might be wondering, how come there's so much bad in the world? Is everybody bad? No, not at all. In fact, a lot of people are genuinely good. The reason why bad has simply seemed to win in a lot of ways, in a lot of places, in a lot of people, is because people give up. Now, this is another acronym I like to use, EASE. You could do it with ease. Well, how can you make being good, doing good? Yeah, how can you make it with ease? How can you do it that way? E starts with energy. A is ability. S is strength. And E is endurance. Okay, so if you have the energy that will facilitate the ability, then you have to have the strength to maintain it and the endurance to finish. Most people are deficient in one of those areas. So let's start with the most basic. How do you take good quality care of yourself? Now, I'm going to mention this again later in the show, but a lot of people use the example of, I take too much care of other people. I'm going to take care of myself first, put the mask on myself before I help anybody. Okay, well, you need to keep in mind that that only works when your intentions are benevolent. If you are going to take good quality care of yourself, it has to be, again, with a principle of there's more joy in giving. And it has to be good quality giving. Yeah, fake it till you make it. No, you can't. It has to be real. Okay, so let's talk about how you can actually have more quantity in your life because physically you need to take care of yourself. Well, mentally and emotionally, you do too. Okay, so there's the source, the cause, the effect. Okay, so the effect is your action. So now you know what I tell people, it's very, very important. You have to get good quality rest. 8 hours total, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. But when you say to people, I need to rest, I'm going to recharge, they say, okay, because they can see that not only are you able to do more, but you're able to be more. Actually, higher quality. Is it worth it? Yeah, definitely. Then there's physical activity and flexibility. I always tell people, take care of yourself in not only the range of activities that you do, but your flexibility that will facilitate that wide range of those activities. Now, stretching, I always tell people breathing is very important because two things happen. You detox your body when you exhale. You also stimulate your parasympathetic nervous system. That's the relaxation. Go ahead and look up parasympathetic nervous system. Now, the next thing I tell people is you have to be completely honest with the people in your life. When you synergize, you can be very open and very direct. Just don't be mean. Again, when we're talking about there's more joy in giving, and you have to be genuinely kind. Love is more powerful than evil. Good conquers bad. What if you have to say something that's going to upset somebody? You can still say it in a loving way. If you are very truly concerned about someone else's health and well-being, you want to be, shall we say, benevolent, yes, then you have to be able to give them the whole truth without being hurtful in the process. Now, sometimes when I tell people you have to stay centered, that means you have to do things in moderation. When you are not sure if you're centered, that means you're not. It means not only that you're keeping the things around you in balance, but you're keeping your mind and your heart and your body in a good place. Okay, so now if you know that you have to sleep and you have to stretch and you need to exercise to keep your mind and your heart and your body in balance, because all of those good things about being healthy are going to produce the effects around other people, you can say to someone, there are certain activities that I need to do in order to stay centered. Now, for me, one of them is listening to music. Another one is doing Sudoku puzzles. When people know that I need to take a time out in addition to stretching, and I say, yeah, I actually need to recenter myself. Yesterday, I actually found out some really bad news about a friend. I was very worried about him. I had to go for a walk. I did some breathing exercises, but man, you know what? I needed 80s music. I turned on my music and I said to my husband, you need to wait until I come back to you because right now my mind and my heart and my body are all in a very bad place. It was okay for him to say, yeah, I know that the quality of what you are going to be when you come back to me is going to be invaluable. It's going to be priceless, not just the quantity of what I did. Now, think about this in a pragmatic way. Yeah, I wasn't able to do as much as I would have done if I had stayed in the situation, but taking that time out, that meant that when I came back, I was not compromised in what I was doing because I knew there were other people and I cared about the other people that would be affected by me. Again, there's no neutral energy, and my actions are either positive or negative. When I can say, when you can say to someone, taking care of myself is going to be for the good of you. You know what? Most people, they are absolutely fine because they are grateful that you were honest with them. Look at that. Okay. But now, this is another thing that I like to tell people. There are negative emotions and they are okay to have, but anger is one that's very misunderstood. I'm going to go into more detail a little bit later in the show. But when you get upset, you need to deal with whatever that issue was, whatever created that anger within you, and say, okay, now we've got to get to what the actual problem is. We need to communicate with each other. There are different things that you can do with people, for people, and say, I need to know how to get together with you because we have to solve the problem that created the anger. And you need to understand not only what the problem is, but why. It's a problem for me, and it might not be a problem for them, but if you get together with them, then you can have that synchronicity and that synergy. One of the things that I tell people, laughter is the best medicine. Now, you might not necessarily solve the problem in the way that you wanted to, but you know when that, sorry, that when you have dealt with the anger separate from the issue, you can actually get together with people and not necessarily like the situation, but the good, healthy, positive energy between you, you can laugh with them. Yeah, that's really important because laughter is very, very good to your physical health. I like telling people the dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins, DOSE, you got a dose of happiness there, that positive energy within you that you're sharing with other people are going to be all of those hormones. They are going to be that fortification, that strengthening of your connection. Okay, so when you're talking about taking good quality care of yourself, you can have those principles and do those activities. That's the number one level of having more. When you're good quality, that means you can do a lot of things. Having more. Oh, you can even have better again because if you're getting to your heart and your mind on a very basic level, that's the reactive, having more, having better. Now, okay, what about the second level? Your intentions are what you actually want to do. There's what you want to do, but also why you want to do it. Yeah, the why level is the motives that produce the intention. So let's just keep on the second level right now. There's what you do, doing more and doing better. Now let's kind of take that apart. Oh, again, if let's look at the email. If you want to call into the station, you can 888-627-6008. Let me go over to the email. See if anybody has. Nope. Okay. Doesn't look like it. Thank you for being patient with me. Okay. So then, if we're talking about the intentions of what you're doing, not just how you're doing it, one of the things that I like to tell people to really get to the source of what your intentions are. I ask people a question. If you lived on a stranded island, but you could turn it into a paradise, how would your paradise look? What would you actually want? What would your intention in that potentially good world? The fact that it's a stranded island, yeah, just when you get there, what would it turn into if you could have your intentions actually manifest? Now, some people ask a question sort of similar to that. What would you do if you had $1 million? Well, no, I don't like that question again, because when we're talking about greed, that's the opposite of the unselfishness, the love that is more powerful than hatred. If money didn't exist and you could just do what makes your heart happy, and I call it happy juice, and I say, okay, what are your intentions? What is it exactly that you want to do? Which how your physical would do it. But every time you do something that creates a good positive quality inside of you, and that was turned into juice, and then you could go to a divine source and say, okay, I have 8 ounces of happy juice here. I'm going to pay for whatever it is that I want in the way of a home or food or friends or activity. What would those activities be to create the happy juice within you? And then what would a good world for you if money didn't exist? Because money creates pressure. It does create greed. It creates insecurity. If you knew that you could have everything that you needed, so you didn't have to worry about that, what would first of all bring you happiness to create the juice? And then what would you select? What would you genuinely request that would maintain and sustain that happiness 24/7? Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? This is another thing that I help people understand on the second level of your intentions. Are you comfortable asking for help? Now, a lot of people don't understand that they're not going to be able to do things all on their own. They are going to need assistance from other people. A lot of times, their intentions are either for something that's not really good. So, in order to ask for help, they either need to go to bad people or they have to do it on their own because they don't want people to know their genuine intentions. Okay, now this is something that it's kind of tricky. In the work that I do, I tell people don't change your nature. That means your personality. Okay, don't change the strengths and gifts and talents and abilities that you have. If you need to change certain things about your mind or your heart, you can reach out to people. And if you say to them, you know what? I appreciate who you are and I respect who you are and I'm grateful for who you are and I trust who you are. Can you help me? Do you have any idea what an amazing gift that is to them when they genuinely are absolutely blown away, first of all, by the fact that you need the help and you can admit it to them. And then you're telling them that who they are is making the world a better place because it's having a positive effect on you. Yeah, they are more than willing because, again, that principle, there's more joy in giving than in receiving. You're telling them, I can provide that joy to you by giving you an opportunity to give. But okay, again, it has to be in a good quality, sincere state. If you're giving something to someone and it's not real, then you know what? It doesn't really count. In fact, it can do negative. It can have negative effects on the person that you're with. So this is what I tell people. If you're giving to someone and you don't really want to give to them, you either don't want to give what they're asking for, or you just don't want to give it to that person, I say, okay, there's a trick that I explain to people, especially about their personality, because sometimes it's not even that you don't like them. It's just that you don't necessarily want to do that activity for them. Well, then you can do it once removed or twice removed. Okay, when I tell people that I don't really want to do this thing, but I'll do it once removed, because it's not my personality, at least I'll do it in my personality's way. Okay, so that will be very sincere. It will be very genuine. And that's what makes it high quality. I don't necessarily want to do this activity, but I'm going to do it in the way that is most natural for me. Yeah, okay, that doesn't necessarily work. Then, hey, you know what? Twice removed. Do it for your personality's reason. Now, they might not necessarily want it for that reason, but if you say to them, you know what, there's something about this that I do believe in, even if it's just the principle, then you can say to them, give me a second to get myself centered and get myself in a good quality state. Even if I don't necessarily agree with what you're doing, I can give you good quality, whatever it is, support that you want, assistance that you want. Yeah, for the reason that I personally genuinely believe in. Now, this is again ART, appreciation and respect, trust. Trust is a very big issue. It's not when you say I trust you, it's not about giving up because you have to surrender to really and truly show that you trust someone. You can say, okay, I'm giving you the power to make the decision. But giving someone else the power doesn't mean you're powerless. It means that you are going to use your power in a way that the other person would like instead of the way that you would like. So, again, that's about the unselfishness, right? There's more joy in giving than there is in receiving. And you do believe that positive is more powerful than negative. But again, it has to be sincere. You have to truly believe it. Now, fake it till you make it. No. Don't fake it because people can feel when you're faking that frustrates them and it makes them feel guilty and it makes them feel bad. Do you really want to do that? In fact, I was talking to a lady that I love very much in my congregation yesterday. We were talking about our husbands. They had both stepped away for a minute and I explained that it was really tough getting married because the people in his family really did not like me. And she's actually Mexican, and she said, but you know what? The great thing about who you marry, they're the ones who genuinely want to be with you. They chose you. She said, where I come from, family has to be nice to you because they're family. Socially, strangers have to be nice to you because it's protocol. But you don't know if they really mean it. Yeah, you know, the person who chose to spend their life with you genuinely wants to be with you. That makes all the difference in the world. And you know what, sister, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm Italian, so I like to hug and kiss, but yeah, I don't want to do it to everybody. I don't want to kiss strangers and shake their hand and hug them. But you know what, where she comes from, that is social protocol. So again, even if you don't necessarily agree with it, like I don't agree with hand holding and hugging and kissing people that I don't like, once removed would be okay. I'm going to do it in an INTP way or twice removed. You know what? I'm going to do it for an INTP reason. Let me give you an example of an INTP way. Okay, so when I have to hug and kiss people, I can do it almost in a fun acting way. Hey, how's it going? To me, I'm kind of being facetious and overly dramatic. Yeah, INTPs like that sometimes. And sometimes I can't even do that because my mind and my heart. Yeah, they're not really in a place that I need them to be. So I can do it for a twice removed reason. Okay, you know why I'm going to do this? Because my husband is standing there with his friends. And I know that when I do this for an INTP reason, it's because it's going to make my life with my husband exponentially better when I do what makes him happy. Okay, so sometimes even when I don't like the person and I hate the fact that this is mandatory, I can look at my husband and go, you know what? I'm finding the place in my heart where this is very genuine and very sincere. Okay, yeah, hey, sister, how's it going? It's so good to see you. Looking at my husband, going, did you see that? I hope you saw that. And he's looking at me, smiling and nodding because we had this silent conversation with our eyes. Yeah, okay. So then what I gave them was high quality. It was a very small quantity because when you have good high quality, you don't need excessive quantities. Okay, so now we can get onto the third level, proactive. It's not just what you do and how you do it, it's about why you do it. Now I started to kind of touch on that. When you have the different things that you struggle with in your own personal life, you have to work really hard on getting the quality of your heart to an amazing level. Okay, now there are things that are going on in our life. You know what? We have different challenges and different struggles that we all feel in different ways and for different reasons. I tell people the greatest tools that we have are our reaction emotions. Now, I'm going to go into them because people resist them. The first one I talk about is anxiety. The second one is fear. The third one is anger. A lot of people, they don't want to accept that they feel things like that because those feelings are very powerful. And potentially they can get in the way of our success and happiness. But again, it's not the emotions, it's our reactions to those emotions, which it's our reaction to our reaction. Wow, wait a minute. So that means it's the situation, the trigger, the cause, twice removed. Okay, so if we have something going on in our life and anxiety is coming up for us, that's our mind and body's way of saying, okay, so something could potentially happen here. Anxiety is, hey, you know what? I'm giving you a little indication that you need to pay attention to what's going on here. Something could potentially happen. Fear is a little bit more intense. Yeah, that's because fear is our body's way of saying, you know what? Something is in the middle of happening here. I'm gonna up the chemicals and the intensity of it. So I'm giving you more energy and more strength and ability and more endurance to take care of the situation. But it can be tough because those chemicals are very, very powerful. Being able to identify the source of that cause that produced the effects, there's the topic, the issue, the problem. What is the actual problem? Not just the issue of the setting and the topic of the incident. Yeah, you have to get to the source of the fear, like the source of the anxiety before it turns into fear. Well, you know what? You might not have dealt with it in the most effective way, in the most efficient way. Then we have our anger. Anger is our body's way of saying, okay, something did happen and it's a mess. And if you don't take care of it right now, it's going to either continue or it could even potentially get worse. So if you have anger, you have to say, look, you know what? There's a lot of chemicals going on inside of me. There are a lot of thoughts. There are a lot of feelings to be able to say, okay, let's look at what I'm actually angry at and how did the people in my life impact that? How were they involved in that? And how can I get together with them? What's the topic? What's the issue? What's the problem? Let's communicate with each other. But again, there are rules of communication. The appreciation and the respect and the trust are not negotiable. People, it's about people. And I loved it when my father, as a little girl, he would tell me, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Yeah, because everybody's personality is different. They have strengths and talents and gifts and abilities. So you might need to talk about the same topic to three different people in three different ways, because again, there's resolution that is separate from the solution. You can solve a problem, but when you factor in the people that were part of that problem, and you can say, let's not have that problem ever again because we are going to be synchronized and we are going to create synergy because we are going to empower each other. That reestablishes the appreciation, the respect, and the trust that propels unity. You are not ever still. You don't ever stop moving. The law of perpetual motion says you are either moving towards someone or away from them or with them. Yeah, there's no inertia. Okay, so when you say to yourself, and you even ask the people, are you with me? Am I with you? They could say, no, not at all, and say, why? And this is the beautiful question. I call it the 2-year-old question. And say, why or why not? Then give them a chance to answer, and you have to listen, right? That's why we have 2 ears and 1 mouth. I actually do like that. And so, if you actually still say, okay, that does make sense, but part of me doesn't necessarily agree with that. So, can we compromise? Just again, make sure you clarify and reaffirm and reconfirm that what you are thinking is accurate. And then you can say to them, honestly, now this is what I have. Can we take what you have and what I have and come together working in synchronicity to create the synergy, to facilitate each other's power and positive energy? They might have to really, honestly, because they have their own issues, say, no, I can't do this with you in that way. You can still say, okay, then what are our options here? Now, I really don't like the agree to disagree, but you can pull that card out only if you both agree and you mutually understand, right, that there is still a goal, an ultimate goal that we are both working towards. Even if we're not together 100% right now, we are working, our goal, right, is to come together toward that same end. See, there you go. Again, don't be fake with people. Be very honest and very real. Tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But be nice when you do it. If you have some kind of toxicity in your heart or in your mind, you can say, I'm going to take a time out to get recentered, to get my mind and my heart and my body in good quality for you when we come together. Yeah, people are very grateful, first of all, that you're honest, and they're going to be waiting for when you come back and say, how are you looking now? That's great. I love it. I love that you're better. And anytime you need that again, yeah, I'll absolutely give it to you. But even more importantly, I'll do that for you too. I'll be honest with you about what I need because I know you understand the principles and you're willing to do the work. So that's appreciation and respect and trust. It's art. Yeah. So ask yourself again. We'll just kind of do a summary. What's your aim? Yeah, your actions, your intentions, your motivations, how you do things, what you want to do, why do you want to do it? You might actually just need to take an inventory of yourself. Okay, so what if there's something really and truly going on that's stopping you from being high quality? Well, there's certain things that I tell people you can do to take care of yourself, very specific things to get the quality of your mind and your heart and your body all in sync. One of them, I tell people you need to have a support system. That means you need to know the people in your life, know not only what they can and can't do, but why and when and how. So if you tell people, okay, these are the things that I might need in my life. Are you comfortable with me asking you for help? They might very well say no, but the fact that you're honest with them, they might actually appreciate it and think about it differently. They might change their mind. Or if they say, you know what? Yeah, actually, I do, and I can be those things I want to for you, but there are certain limitations that I have. That means before you get into a situation, you will have several people as resources that you can reach out to before a situation presents itself. Excuse me. So the anxiety that you might otherwise have doesn't need to happen in the first place. A lot of times when people are off center, it's because of anxiety or fear or anger. But sometimes it's just their negative thoughts and feelings about a situation or a person. So I tell people it's good to give yourself a shot in the arm. Now, a shot in the arm is something that will give you the positive energy and thoughts and feelings. But it's very important. Again, this is like when people say, I have to put the mask on myself first. Ask yourself, is the positive that you're giving yourself undoing the positive that you did up to this point? Is it actually undoing the progress that you made because you can't continue to sustain it? Again, EASE, energy, ability, strength, and endurance. If you know how to fortify yourself enough to say, yeah, what I'm doing right now, I've already predetermined this before I was in a situation where I needed that shot in the arm. You can plan for those things and prepare for those things. And when you know that you have exactly what you need at your disposal, you know what, ladies and gentlemen? Then half the time you don't even need it. Just knowing it's there is enough reassurance to yourself and having that confidence that gives you the peace of mind. So, if we're talking about an issue that you personally have and you don't have to worry about taking care of yourself when you are in that negative situation, you can identify what the problem in that situation is because everything that you need is there and available, and the people are willing. Okay. So, there are other things that I tell my clients. If you're not really sure why you are in a bad situation, and you certainly then don't know what to do to fix the situation, and people are offering you things, gifts and talents and resources, and you're like, yeah, you know what? That's not really helping me. These are two tricks that I teach people. One of them is a stream of consciousness, and the other one is dream journaling. Now, the stream of consciousness is very important because it's your body's way of saying, okay, I want to open up my mind and see what's going on here, because if I'm thinking about it to myself, I got nothing. Sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees. Okay, so if you say to yourself, I'm actually going to just say everything that comes to my mind, it doesn't have to make any sense at all, and it probably won't, then what you end up doing is dumping, I call it verbally vomiting, everything in your mind. And when you hear yourself say it, it means something different. Even when someone else said the same thing, when you hear yourself say it, yeah, then you can say, okay, then this is why I'm thinking and feeling this way. Okay, so I'm going to do kind of a little example here. Okay, so I really don't understand why my neighbor has this dog, and when she has it on a leash, she really does want to let people walk by and annoy them. You know what? I don't understand why people like to annoy people, especially when they don't even care about what other people are thinking. And they know that what they're doing is annoying me. And it really bothers me because when I was a little girl, my mom used to annoy me all the time, and she knew that it was annoying me. Oh my gosh. I had no idea that I was going through that. And it has nothing to do with the dog. It has nothing to do with the neighbor. Now, that was very short. Sometimes a stream of consciousness can take up to 15 minutes. But you know what? You also need to know if it's better for you to do that around someone or alone. Again, that's based on your personality. Some people, whatever your intuition, if it's introverted, you can do it alone. If it's extroverted, you can do it around other people. Now, journaling is very important because it gives you a chance to write things down as they're coming into your mind, and you don't have to pay attention to it at all. You can just keep it there and actually go back after you've finished writing and look at it and say, okay, wow, did I actually write this? I had no idea I wrote this down. What does that mean to me? And you can sit and reflect on it past the time when it initially was created. But the dream journaling I like because people don't always remember what they dreamt, and that's unfortunate because there might be a block there. There might be a distraction there. There might be a disconnect. If you start writing down the things that you're dreaming about, your mind is going to say, do you really want to know? Because there's more where that came from. I can go ahead and give you more details. The way that our mind processes information, it equates certain things, makes connection with things, and dreams are often illustrations. They're metaphors. So if you sit and think about what that meant, that particular person or that particular event or that particular object meant in my dreams, then why would I be thinking about that? What does that mean in my life? Wow. Sometimes it's just good information. Sometimes it's actual enlightenment. You can use that in a practical way in your life when you might not even realize it, but it's going to be bringing the things that in your subconscious up to the forefront. Okay, so now I'm going to just really quickly run through the things that people don't necessarily realize are creating failure for them. The first one is being judgmental and critical of others. You are creating division between yourself and the people who matter most to you. You don't ever want to do that, do you? And if you honestly talk to people, again, and ask them why, what's going on? You're less judgmental. Most of the time, it's simply out of ignorance or confusion, misunderstanding. When you're judgmental of people, you say, you know, would I really want someone to be judgmental? You can be patient and forgiving of them, or you can actually say, I can't really have this relationship right now because there's too much going on inside of me. Okay, you can take a step back, but again, taking care of yourself will get your mind and heart and body into a good condition where you might actually, at a later time, say, you know what, I'm willing to try this and I really do want to work with you. Would you be willing to work with me? Okay, then there's another one is being defensive. Look, you know what? When we are defensive, it's because we feel threatened. How often are people intentionally with bad motives being harmful to us? And how often is it just a misunderstanding? If we're being defensive, we can say to someone, okay, I feel like you're kind of attacking me here. What exactly did you mean by that? Or what's the point of you saying and doing that? Can you say it or do it another way? Wow, that's important for people to hear you say, because when you're not only honest, but you're direct with them, you don't have to add, you don't have to take away. You can even say to them, you know what? I kind of want to hurt you right now. Yeah, I'm getting reactive to you right now. They could say, well, why? I don't understand. Yeah, then you got the dialogue going. And when you understand that you both have good intentions, you just want to know more about each other, because when you know more, you have power. When you have power, you can do amazing things. Another one is being suspicious or skeptical. Then, when you're suspicious of them and you're skeptical, even when they're honest with you, you're not going to take what they say at face value to use it in a constructive and positive and healthy way. That means you have to ask yourself what's going on inside of you, separate from this person or event. That means there's something that was already there before the person that you need to address and deal with and resolve, because that means you care about other people enough to put the mask on yourself in the way of solving a problem. Okay, you know what? You can't disconnect from yourself. You can detach from other people. Another way that people really set themselves up for failure is they disconnect from themselves. That means they either turn off a part of their thoughts or their feelings, and again say, I don't care. Nope, I don't even care anymore. You have to continue to know what's going on in yourself. And yeah, you have to care about things if you have to take care of yourself by doing the different activities, like we're talking about a shot in the arm or the stream of consciousness. You can reward yourself or a shot in the arm. Yeah, you can say, I need to get myself back into a good quality state. Okay, so again, then there's just plain old revenge. That's taking something that's very important and very productive and very constructive, like anger, and saying, I'm going to hurt you more than you hurt me. Okay, all the way back to the very beginning principle of there's more joy in giving. Ask yourself, do you give twice as much as you take? That's very important to get. You need to get comfortable with that. It's important to get confident in your ability to say, I'm not going to seek revenge because I have that good quality energy. And I trust that life is going to take care of this. The situation, the individual, what goes around comes around. And there are principles of checks and balances in nature. You know what? If people are doing things that are not good, they're harmful and they're destructive, they will reap the consequences. If you do trust, again, surrender enough, you have peace of mind and calmness of heart. That is going to either make someone say, wow, that was really cool. I want to be with you because I really like the fact that you could potentially have done something very harmful to me, but you chose not to. I either want to be with you, or when you say to them, yeah, I really either want you with me, you're going to have to be good with me, or you need to take a step back. Some people will, in fact, say, well, then you know what? I don't want to be with you. There are a lot of toxic people in the world, and I like them a lot more than you. Okay, then that's important to remember too. They can always change their mind. So ask yourself, how real is your positive energy? How sincere is your concern for other people? So, if there's no neutral energy, it's either positive or negative. How aware are you of yourself? Do you have that ability to say, okay, wait a minute, I need to take a time out. I need to find out who I am, what I truly am inside, what I need in order to get myself positive? You might not know that. You need to figure who you are out. And I just finished a book. It should be out very soon. It's called Embrace Your Nature. Find out your personality, strengths, and talents, and gifts and abilities. And then you can understand the things in your life that your counselor might be dealing with you. with on how did my personality respond to that exact same event that my siblings experienced? They responded in a different way. Why? You know what? That's okay now. When you have that power and you have the actions with the intentions, with the motivations that are healthy, unselfish, and strong and good quality, then you can say, I'm going to make the world a better place because I know what I'm doing and I'm choosing to be good for to the people around me. Now, again, this is BBS Radio, and I have the new website, life-synergy-coaching.com, and then the email, thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com. What I actually have too is a life coaching workbook. Now, not everybody has the money to pay someone like me. I'm kind of expensive one-on-one, but I'm soon going to be turning it into an actual course because reading a book, I tell people when they get the book, get your notebook out because every single chapter has a project. Well, sometimes you actually do need that teacher, that guidance, that touchstone of a coach. If you know that you might be interested in taking one of the classes, it's going to be in a group of people, and the group dynamic is a little bit different than the one-on-one with just your private coach. Learning from each other, that's the thing that I tell people I love the most about personality profiling. I use it in the form of body parts. NTs are like brains, NFs are like hearts, SPs are muscles, and SJs are bones. There are just going to be certain things in life that it's going to be really hard for you to do. When you appreciate that what's really hard for you is really easy for someone else, you will be more attracted to the people who are so different from you that they ordinarily would annoy you to death. They would make you crazy. But you go, wow, you know what? Now, not only do I appreciate, but I understand who you are and why you are and what that means to you and what it means to me, and more importantly, what it means to the world. When we synergize, we get together, we have the ability and we have the intentions and the motivations, we have the energy and ability and skill and endurance. Yeah, the strength to do these things. And we all know that we want to be together. That's what matters. The good will always conquer the evil. And yeah, there's more joy in giving than in receiving. And it always has to be very, truly sincere from the heart. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. This is The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. We'll see you here same time, same place next week.